Making Music Together is open to all at Chattanooga Singing Circle. The community group teaches songs in the oral tradition through call and response. No age limit and no audition required to participate. Naomi Self manages the circle. She and circle member Princess Richards stop by Scenic Roots. Naomi, Princess, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ray. Good to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us how Chattanooga Singing Circle came about.
Well, I and my family have attended a family camp in upstate New York for the past several years, and there is a singing workshop that I have been a part of there that I've just loved. And I grew up singing in church and school choirs and that kind of thing, but I had kind of not had an opportunity to sing when I started going to this family camp with my husband and children. I loved it, and I thought, there's nothing like this happening in Chattanooga, but it's such a unique space to gather with other people and sing in community about peace and love and joy and hope, songs from around the world. There's an international flavor to the things that we do, and I thought, Chattanooga could use something like this. And so that was when sort of this dream was born 7 or 8 years ago.
When we say singing circle, describe that.
So it's a circle. So there's not really a leader per se. I facilitate the learning of new music, but it's intentionally designed to be people sitting together in a circle where there's equality, you know, and that's sort of manifest in how we sit. There's not music to read, so there's no barrier between the people who are participating and the facilitator. We're just kind of all at the same level, and we're learning together. It's call and response type teaching. So I sing a phrase, and the group repeats it, and we learn songs that way. And it's almost always new songs, very few that people would have heard before, but they're just a phrase at a time. And then as we learn it, we put it together. And it's this experience that gets created by the people in the room at any given event.
And this is multi-generational. This is non-auditioned.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's my hope that it be an intergenerational experience where kids are welcome, older people, you know, anybody in between. I'd like it to be as diverse as the city of Chattanooga in terms of the people who participate. And it is non-auditioned. So there's no requirement of any kind of, I mean, people can come with any level of musical knowledge and fit right in and be a part of this experience as long as they're willing to participate. In some way, I tell people, you know, if you come, I would like for you to sit in the circle. And then if you're not comfortable yet using your voice, maybe you hum, or maybe you tap your foot, or maybe you find some rhythm. And that's sort of where people can begin and find it approachable. Because a lot of people have really negative messages that they've been given about singing, because we live in a culture that consumes singing rather than experiencing singing. So this is an opportunity to come together and have an experience that we all create.
And negative messages about their own singing.
Often. I've talked with a lot of people who say, oh yeah, I was told in second grade in elementary school not to open my mouth, or only move my mouth but not make a sound. Or one lady told me, my teacher told me I sounded like a bear. And so we get these messages imprinted when we're really little, if our parents or caregivers or the people who are helping us find our voice, for whatever reason, shut that down. It's something that sticks really deeply because it's such a vulnerable part of who we are. Our voice is something that's very, if you're playing an instrument, you mess up on the instrument, it can always be about the instrument, right? But if the voice is the instrument, then any criticism of that becomes this very deeply internalized place of pain for a lot of people. So this is a place to sort of work through some of that and find people's voices in new ways.
And Princess?
I was introduced to Singing Circle by Naomi. She said, I like to sing. But it's a wonderful experience. It's something that I'd like everybody to experience when you can express yourself. She said, you don't have to be a singer. Just open your mouth and sing the words. So I enjoy it a lot.
And how long have you been part of the circle?
Oh, 2-3 months. I think I went there twice, because we only have that at where I went for the first Sunday of each month.
And what brought you to the circle?
Well, I remember one day Naomi came over, she and the children, and they were singing this song, We Must Be Kind, because everybody have a be kind. But the essence of the song was, you must be kind to whoever you meet, because we don't know what their circumstances are. That's what I got from the song. And that kind of, you know, hit a note. The words of that song resonated with me ever since.
And when you joined the circle, had you ever sung before?
Not on my own. I'll do my devotion, and singing is a part of it, but not, say, going out there to sing a solo or anything like that. No.
So what's it been like to participate as part of the group?
Well, it's been wonderful. And since there's no barrier, you feel free. So it's an experience.
And then how often does the circle gather?
Well, we've been gathering the third Sunday of the month at the Center for Mindful Living from 3 to 4:30 in the afternoons. And so that's a once-a-month experience. And just recently, we added a first Sunday of the month experience at Ashwood Square on Chalford Road. It's a retirement community, and it's open to residents of that community, but also people from the outside who want to come in. And that group meets from 1 to 2:30 the first Sunday of the month. And then I've just contacted the Chattery, and we're going to begin play with doing a first Saturday of the month at the Chattery here downtown in the morning from 10 to 11:30. So it's about a 90-minute session of sitting in a circle with other people and singing together and learning new songs.
And it's about community. It's about not only singing, but sharing, connecting,
all
of that.
Yes. It's hard to quantify exactly what it is that happens, but when you're sitting with other people and you're singing the same words and you're finding harmonies or learning the melody and singing the words of songs that can resonate deeply in our spirits and looking in each other's eyes, you know, having this experience of being there together. It's a very present moment community experience of connecting with other people and connecting more deeply with oneself in the process.
It's kind of a camaraderie thing, you know. Yes, togetherness, and you feel as a part of something beautiful. The songs, the words of the songs, they are very beautiful, deep words. And I enjoy that.
And some songs are like quiet mantra type songs. Sometimes we do more upbeat songs. We might do songs in another language because we can access different parts of ourselves, even when it's not words that we necessarily know the meaning to, or it's not our first language. It's an experience to be had more than a product to.
Where can people go online for more information?
We're on Facebook at Chattanooga Singing Circle, and that's the best place to find out about us.
All right. Naomi, Princess, thanks so much and all the best.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it.
And the other day, Naomi Self came back to our studio, this time with her daughter Lucy, to share a song with us.
So this is a song by Debbie Nargi Brown, who is a singer-songwriter in Santa Cruz, California. It's called Be Open.
Be open for something wonderful to happen. Be open to the possibilities. Be open for something wonderful to happen. Be open to the possibilities. I-A-I-A.